Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The Federal Open Market Committee announced at the end of their latest meeting 2 weeks ago a 0.25% increase in the federal funds interest rate, pretending to combat rising consumer prices. Later in the announcement, the Fed made it clear that it has abandoned the effort to bring down consumer price increases from current higher levels. Actually, the May 3rd announcement contains several lies. The very first statement read, quote, "Recent indicators point to modest growth in spending and production," unquote. If this were true, then why did consumer spending grow in the 15 months since the start of last year through the end of March this year by less than the increase in consumer prices? That's right, the quantity of units of retail sales have declined even though the Fed claims that is modest growth. The second sentence of the announcement said, quote, "Job gains picked up in recent months and are running at a robust pace. The unemployment rate has remained low," unquote. That claim is only true because the Bureau of Labor Statistics changed their methodology of classifying who is unemployed and which unemployed are now classified as out of the workforce. Using prior BLS methodology, the unemployment rate would be at least 6%. The highest it has been in 9 years, other than the spike at the beginning of the pandemic government lockdowns. The third sentence in the announcement was the first true statement when it said, quote, "Inflation remains elevated," unquote. In the third paragraph of the announcement 2 weeks ago, there was a significant change in verbiage from the March 22 announcement 6 weeks earlier. The earlier announcement stated, quote, "The committee anticipates that some additional policy firming may be appropriate," unquote. In this month's announcement, the Fed removed all language referring to likely future interest rate increases to combat rising consumer prices. Despite the Fed still saying elsewhere it seeks to reduce consumer price increases to only 2% annually, that change in language indicates that the current 5% or higher increases are here to stay. That is how you should plan your finances. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.